Alex Carminati with John Posnanski on a comeback tour in 2023-2024. John, thanks for your time today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So, John, we flash back to 2021. True freshman, standout, All-American campaign. Here we are a couple years later. You've been injured. You've been banged up. What are you feeling going into this season, and what are the expectations after what it was back in 2021?
Yeah, so this year I feel, you know, better mentally, physically, and overall, every aspect of life. But I think this year I really, really feel that I can get on top of that podium. I said that years before, but this is the year I really do believe it, both physically, mentally, everywhere. I in my wrestling, I feel really, really good.
Take me back to 2021, the way you were able to become the All-American. What was that like for you as a freshman doing that and making history in that way?
I kind of just went out there and just wrestled. Before that year started, we planned on redshirting, but we got that year back with COVID and stuff. We just said, oh, let's just go wrestle, and just went out there and let it fly. And that's what I plan on doing this year, just go out there and let it fly.
When you were there, you had different leaders here in the clubhouse. You had Sebastian Rivera. You had all these different guys back in 2021. This roster looks a lot different in 2023, 2024, and you're more of a leader now than where you were back in 2021. Even though you've been injured, how have you grown into that leadership position?
Yeah, so I'm not really the most vocal leader, I would say. Most people would say, like, I'm more of like a show by example. Kind of people watch me in the room and see what I do and see it from that aspect. But I've definitely became more vocal in the years. And I would definitely say I'm a leader on this team for sure.
What has this offseason been like for you since you're trying to get back on the mat and you're going to be back on the mat this season? How is this offseason compared to others?
This year I really took a more of a role in like lifting, teaching with my club, Yale Street Wrestling Club. And I think the teaching aspect really helped me in my own wrestling, just looking back at like the little things and the fundamentals. So, and I definitely took the little things into more perspective this year in my own wrestling.
Teaching in the sense where that you're teaching younger players, what did that teaching look like?
I would teach, you know, high school kids, middle school, elementary school kids. So I think that just brought me from a different perspective looking at where I am now.
What was the injury like, and how was the rehab process? I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. It was painful. It wasn't what you expected, especially coming off a freshman campaign the way you did in 21. What was the rehab process like, and how was it all worth it to come back here now?
Yeah, it was just a lot of rest and recovery, a lot of PT. But most of it was just, you know, getting back to getting healthy and then getting stronger and building. Like I said, I'm going up a weight class to 97, so my body grew, and I think that really helped me. Now, rather than back when I was at 84, I was, you know, cutting a little too much weight, and that takes a toll on the body, and that can, you know, get hurt more prone that way, but now I feel better.
You're going up to 197. You were 184 before. You know, many folks might not understand what it takes to either gain weight or lose weight as a wrestler. What's that process like? How painful can it be at times?
For me, I would say it was pretty easy going up to 197. I got to about 225 this summer. My body kind of went through a little bit of a growth spurt, I would say. My body was kind of just asking to grow back 2 years ago. So I think this past redshirt year and that summer really helped me grow into my body a little more, and I feel, you know, as healthy as I've ever been.
You know, I talked with Brian Soldano before, and Coach Cadell said that you and Brian Soldano are going to be two big instruments to the success this year. You at 197, him at 184. That's a big back and forth right there, and that could be a big make or break in any matchup depending on who you're facing off against. How are you and Brian going to be key elements, not just to success this season, but when you need to win a big match, how can you and him carry the team?
Yeah, I think him and I together, it's a lot of points that we can put on the board. And, you know, a lot of big upsets we can have between him and I. I think that's a lot of bonus points, you know, pins, tech falls, majors, those are really things that could help the team win. And I think just up and down the lineup, we're going to be really, really good this year. We have a special team for sure.
Describe the season, preview it for me in one word, and why.
Successful, because we are going to be very, very successful as a team and personally as myself. I think that's a really good word to say what we're going to be like this year.
John Posnanski, many thanks.
Thank you.